start this meeting, I guess. First thing we have is roll call.
Let the record reflect that Commissioner Parra and Chair Yep are not in attendance this afternoon, and City Alternate Robertson was also not able to attend. Commissioner Magsig?
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo?
Here.
Chair Mendez?
I think I'm here. Okay, well, that will do the Pledge of Allegiance. You want to lead us, Mr. Santoya?
Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mario. Okay, the agendas are located at the back of the chambers for anybody wishing to follow along. Okay, so item three, we got public comment. Is there any person wishing to address the commission on a subject that's not listed on the agenda? And may so at this time state your name and address and keep your comments to 3 minutes. Hearing none, we'll move to item four. Does anybody have any potential conflicts of interest? We don't, so we can move to item five. This is a consent agenda items. Be the minutes from the LAFCO meeting and authorize the chair to sign letters in support of AB 3277 and SB 1209 and the City of Selma reorganization. These things are routine in nature. Does anybody want to take anything off consent in the public? Does anyone on the board want to take anything off consent? Nope. That's a no and a no, so I will look for a motion.
So moved for approval of the consent.
And I will second.
Okay, all in favor, so we're saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. We'll move to item six.
Thank you very much, Chair Mendez. Item six, as I flip to it, is a request by the City of Fresno to waive application fees for extension of services. I believe before all of you, I provided a copy of the letter from the property owner. Essentially, the LAFCO fee for extension of service is passed through the City of Fresno to the property owner or the applicant. And in this case, the property owner is stating, asking for the fees to be waived as they are on fixed income and are unable to essentially afford the fees at hand. The connection request is for sewer services, and it's within the city's sphere of influence. I'm happy to entertain any questions commission may have, but you essentially have the option to deny the fee waiver request, approve the fee waiver request, or approve a reduced fee somewhere in between zero and the full fee of $750.
I would just add that if the commission decides to approve, that we'd also add a determination that it's in the public interest.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What is our record been in regarding to approving any of these type of requests in the past? Do we have some historical feedback on this stuff?
Not that I can think of. I'm not sure if Juan recalls any other projects in the past, but I can't think of any examples. Yeah, typically the fee is low enough to where they're connecting to paying the connected services that they can afford to pay the $750 to LAFCO, but as I said, it is a fee that's passed pass through. So, you know, our policies state that by applying for a fee waiver, we have to bring it before the commission. There's nothing that kind of can be on my end to say, here's what we've done in the past. Is it yes? There's no filtering option basically up front. If we get the request, it needs to go before the commission. But yeah, as far as any historical, you know, context, I don't think there's any established.
So we don't have a long track record of approving or these waivers.
No, not fee waivers for extension of services. No.
So, other than kind of what he stated in this letter, is there some other exceptional circumstances that make it difficult for this individual? Because I don't see anything here in particular that kind of warrants it, to be honest with you. So is there more to it than this?
Yeah, you know, I will add that as far as thinking off the top of my head, as far as a waiver for the fee, as far as it being an impact to public interest, if we have an extension of service request that is between basically two government agencies, there's an exemption that can be had. So that's probably where we don't really see that history established, because, you know, typically if it's in public interest, it's, you know, between two different government agencies. So that's probably why we don't see that. And as far as any other additional supporting items, that's all the property owner provided. And the city did not provide any additional information as well. So that's all we have to work with today.
Can we assume that the individual that's requesting this is probably not in attendance?
No.
So we could ask questions?
No, she's not in attendance today.
All right. Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
So again, our policy as it relates to fee waivers says that the board makes that decision, and we have to find that it's in the public interest. So I guess in looking at the semantics, what is the definition of public?
I'm sorry, I misstated that. The actual determination that is required is that the fee would be detrimental to the public interest. No definition of public interest in that. It's up to the board's or the commission's discretion.
And the reason I'm asking what the definition of public is I know that there's also rules as it relates to giving public funds to individuals. And so I guess a question I would have, the public typically it's a broader definition. It's a body of individuals. So to counsel, if for some reason we were able to say that this is in the public interest, but it's only going to benefit one property owner, one individual, do we run into a problem of gift of public funds?
Yes, you are correct. There are potential issues. A public agency is not authorized per the California Constitution to give any gift of public funds to any particular individuals. So that could be an issue here. Again, no precise definition. So if it is in the public interest, if there is more of a track record of providing these exemptions to other individuals, perhaps the commission could steer clear of gifts of public funds issues in that case, but that's kind of stretching it.
And I will reserve the rest of my comments until I hear from the city of Fresno, who's here, who I'm sure is maybe interested to comment on this item. Maybe not, but I'll
hold off. That's because I want to hear what they have to say too. So with that, I'll take it from the commission and go back out to the public for public comment.
So Chair, this item. Today we don't have any representation from the city of
Fresno. What's that?
We don't have anybody representing the city of Fresno here today with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just assumed.
I'll
retire now. Good for you. Okay, you look good.
So there's nobody. So is there anybody in the public that wants to comment on this? So apparently there's not, so bring it back. Those great questions, and I think it is too. What happens if we have no action?
I believe then the request is deemed denied, and then they'll have to come up with the 750.
That'd be the same as denying it.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, in light of the applicant being the city is not here to, you know, kind of field questions from us, which I think are important to be answered, and that we don't have a policy as it relates specifically to individuals who may be low income. At this time, I think we need to deny the request.
That's a motion?
My motion.
Okay. Yeah, you second it?
I will second it.
All in favor, say by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carried 3-0. Okay, now we'll move to workshop.
That is me as well. I'll take that one. So today we're just starting to dip our toe in the water with a preliminary budget and work plan for the upcoming fiscal year. Can you see the next slide, please? Before I dive into that, I want to wrap up with a quick summary of how we're looking for this fiscal year. We are continuing our cycling of interns, trying to get as many interns as we can from Fresno State and get as much experience out there as we can, as well as getting us some great student workers in the meantime. Not sure if you guys met Joel last time, but Joel's been great for us, and we're not quite ready for his semester to wrap up, but I know he is. He's counting the days. Our audit is underway. We are pretty much at the one-yard line for our Clovis MSR. We're just waiting for the city to wrap up some actions on their end. We were able to upgrade our GIS software and hardware. Both Juan and Jessica are showing off their fancy new laptops that they were able to get from that. We nearly doubled our application fee target, which was great, and we're able to establish higher interest yielding accounts for our ongoing annual funds as well as our reserves. Next slide, please. So taking a look at our preliminary budget, some items for commission to keep in mind. We're coming in at around 50 grand as far as fee revenue. Our target this last fiscal year was 20. So I bumped that up a little bit to 25 as far as this upcoming fiscal year for application fees. We do have the option to consider as far as rolling over the interest that we have received thus far. And we're also looking at about 25 grand extra that we basically did not spend this fiscal year. Another item for consideration is that the CalAFCO conference is at Tenaya Lodge this year. So I went ahead and yet again assumed that all the commissioners would want to attend, which the full cost for that is about 18 grand. I also wanted to bring up if the target for the reserve is still 150, if commission has any desire to alter that or not. And then just looking at a snapshot currently for the proposed budget, we're at an overall increase of 7%, but if we do roll over that interest and the balance from this fiscal year, the allocations will only go up by 1.5%. So some items to consider, open for discussion, and we can show the next slide that actually has the actual numbers to take a look at. So we're jumping up from 665 to 712 overall, but again, allocations would go from 322 to 327, minimal increase.
My thought would be what I would like to see is just one member is the carryover that we have from this year. We should put that towards our reserves and, increase our fees a little bit for member agencies, and I like how you took the application fees and went from 20,000 to 25. I think that's reasonable, but what I wouldn't want to do is take the carryover balance we have to reduce fees just in light of the kind of the environment that we're in right now, where I think the city of Fresno was talking about maybe a $10 million shortfall that they have in their budget, state of California with a huge hole in their budget, mm-hmm. And I think we need to be prudent.
So that would bump up reserves to approximately 175?
I don't know the exact number, but yeah, thereabouts. Again, whatever we have to carry over, which I think is the 8,000 in interest, plus roughly 28,000, correct? So that would...
More or less, yeah.
It would actually be closer to like 186, right? Because we have 150 right now in reserves.
Yeah.
So it'd be about a 30. Is my math right?
Yeah, I'll come back and finalize that once we have closer numbers as well as the months go by. So basically interest and anything left over, we're putting into reserves, and I'll get you guys those numbers fine-tuned. Okay.
Good strategy. You got to remember, never be broke. That's a bad strategy. Yeah. If you have money from one year to the next, you're better off keeping your fees the same, roll it over.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Well, I'll come back with numbers that are more fine-tuned as we go from between now and the final budget. And we'll move forward. Anything else comes up between now and then, feel free to email me and I'll give you a chat, or I can just go ahead and implement whatever ideas you guys have in mind.
And one last comment. I think you pretty much, everything that you've done looking at Attachment A with the proposed 24-25 budget with a little bit of the fiscal year 23-24 that's left, what you're proposing, even with rolling over the fees into reserves, we would go from 322,579 this year to 327,261 that we charge counties and cities, broken out proportionally. And correct?
Well, those essentially would go up since we're not paying down the allocation. We're not paying 5,000 from the application fees, roughly 25, and then another 8. So
it would go 30. Up to like 340 maybe?
So it'd be like another 38 grand, 48 grand split between.
In half, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we weren't essentially buying down a whole year from them. It was a discount, but not a big one. So, okay. Well, noted, and I will keep you apprised. I think we're targeting next month for proposed, and then we're going to try to go early in a month early ahead of June. So we'll be coming in May with the final if we can, just to make sure everything's squared away and wrapped up. I know last year, I think May ended up having to be canceled last second. So we want to start early this year. So we have some wiggle room just in case.
Excellent.
Yeah. Very good. So that's it for 7. And what do you have for 8?
8, I have a whole bunch of comments.
hopefully all good ones.
hopefully. In April, we have a busy hearing. We have a Kingsburg annexation on consent. We will have our annual change of chair pro tem. We'll have to work through that. We have our public member, our alternate public member term will be expiring, so we have to venture through that fun task. Jessica will be bringing our Zalda dissolution. We will have the Fresno annexation. That one is, we did the last time, the fee waiver request. Just taking a snapshot right now, they need about 64 protests to terminate in conducting authority. Right now, we received around 63. We're still waiting for the list from the county so we can confirm how many of those 63 count. But we have been receiving protests already for that. So we will verify that. In April, I'll bring an item to discuss the fee waiver portion first, and then, depending how that goes, dive into the annexation request after that. And then we'll have the proposed budget, and that should hopefully wrap up April's hearing for us. You have January financials. Our printer decided to not play ball today, so those are going to be emailed to you. And we had 2 extension of service projects completed. One in Kingsburg for water service that was inside their SOI, and one in Fresno for sewer service inside their SOI. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Refresh my memory. Where are we in terms of staff? Are we fully full? Are we one short? Or where are we?
We are fully staffed. Ideally, I would like to work up to having at least one, if not two more analysts to clear our backlog of MSRs. But the double-edged sword with that is a lot of those MSRs are for districts who are not, you know, paying allocations into our budget. So we're basically having the cities and the county pay for staff to do MSRs for, you know, districts and not cities. But with that said, it is also still a LAFCO requirement to conduct those MSRs. So, like I said, it's a balancing act. But eventually, yes, I would like to work up to adding additional staff. That would also mean, though, we'd have to look at our office space, as we currently don't have any extra space. but our lease is great in that if we want to expand, we can look into a bigger office that they have in the building and just pay. Our lease wouldn't change, basically. We just pay the difference in square footage per month, and they roll that over.
So. Thank you.
I got one more thing before you talk. What are we going to do if, say, for instance, I mean, annexation's been pretty slow, and we get, say, it goes the other way where there's a lot of annexations, and we still got to get all these MSRs out.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be short of people.
So this past fiscal year has been pretty busy for us. We had a target of $20,000 in application fees. We're probably going to end up around 50 yeah. grand. So a lot of applications this year. Juan and Jessica have been great at keeping that managed and keeping us, you know, above water. But we've had the discussion before internally. If we get that many that quickly, then theoretically those extra fees should be able to allow us to hire a consultant to help us out in the short term. If we have a lot of projects come in that will take longer, then we'll use those fees to look into hiring extra help and staff, bumping up our staff for that. But as far as, you know, it being a slow year, I mean, with the city of Fresno, this is essentially will likely be as slow as it gets, because without the MOU, things are almost at a standstill, but we still had plenty of projects to work on. So,
well, it's like a spring. You compress the shit out of the spring.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually something's got to get let loose, right?
Yeah.
So what is our long-term program with MSRs? Because I know at one point in time we were talking about frequency of those MSRs, and certainly that would come into play with regard to staffing. What's our current situation with MSRs?
Essentially, we have enough projects, application-driven MSR projects, to keep us busy pretty much all year round. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, to attack that backlog, we would need to hire additional staff to get into that for us. A lot of them are districts. The good side of that is a lot of those districts can be grouped into, you know, one large MSR that covers four or five districts, but still the work's got to get done. So as far as, you know, availability, maybe one to two districts a year, depending how things go, but by and large, applications come in for MSRs as well as annexations to keep our staff busy all year round to where we can't really touch that backlog.
Yeah, because, I mean, at least in my mind, if we were looking for adding staff, it would have to focus largely on what our MSR program is going to be, right? And so...
And that's, I mean, the language basically says, you know, MSR should be done every 5 years or as needed. Mm-hmm. We've definitely been leaning into that as needed portion of that. So the commission wishes to get us up to that five-year rotation. I did a bit of napkin math a while back, and I would essentially need like two more Jessicas, two more staff to get us up to that. And that way we have every city and district on a five-year cycle. But again,
any kind of benefit cost analysis on what makes sense? Do we want to go to the 5 year, or does something different work? I mean, because I would think we would want to do whatever makes sense, right? And then staff up accordingly on that. So
I think it would definitely benefit us as far as when we go reach out to the district especially. You know, a lot of times we do outreach to them to begin the MSR process, and they don't know who we are. They don't know if they can trust us with that information, if we're even allowed to request that. Keeping it on a five-year cycle would hopefully keep it more fresh to where, you know, they know what's coming up and are prepared for it. But like I said, on the flip side, does the commission want to foot the bill for keeping all these MSRs up to date on that constant of a cycle? For some districts that, I mean, they may provide one service and it's all 100%, you know, funded by taxes, and they're operating like a, you know, fine-tuned machine. There's nothing really changing, nor will there be any change in the next 15, 20 years, right? They're just, they have their one job, they do it well, and there have been no issues. So that, again, that's kind of...
Well, that would be the biggest part of the assessment, right, is that why would we do frequent MSRs if there's really no real change in that organization and it's running well?
Yeah.
So it's just the volume of what fall into what categories that would determine whether it makes sense to do a frequency change and or a staffing change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And, I mean, if commission want, I can certainly set up a workshop and put together some points, and we can discuss that in greater detail and figure out which way the commission is interested in leaning. But
well, we probably kind of just depend on you coming back and give us some recommendations based on your analysis of what would be to LAFCO's best interest in terms of efficiency of our program.
Okay.
And looking at how many entities in Fresno County have to file MSRs, County of Fresno is one of them. Or there's an MSR that's done, municipal service review done on Fresno County. Like 228, what's that number? What's the exact number of how many MSRs we have to do, looking at special districts, looking at cities, the county, cemetery districts? I'm just going from memory because I was a part of the last few cycles through the years, but it's a big number.
Yeah, we're definitely in the 120s as far
120s?
As
120s,
everything.
Yeah.
So plus the cities, yeah. So I mean,
it's 115 plus the cities. We got 15 cities, so that's 130, and then the county's 131, maybe.
It would kind of be like the Golden Gate Bridge. Once you get done painting it, you got to go back around and start all over again.
So just looking at. Looking at some of the districts
at
we have out there.
At least he's not talking about jumping off.
But. Yeah. That's later in the meeting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A lot of those districts out there have challenges with their budgets because their funding sources really have dried up. So I'm all for identifying and focusing on those entities that need the most help, where maybe LAFCO goes in and focuses, shines a light on some of those. I think that's important. So I think looking at the activity of your staff right now and some of the new revenues that have come in beyond our estimates, it'll be interesting to see if we continue to have more and more applications as we move forward into the next cycle. One question I did have, with the proposed budget that you're going to bring back to us, do you feel that that budget is going to be adequate based upon what you're seeing happening now and what you expect next year?
If commission is interested in expanding staff to conduct more MSRs, we'll need to up that budget quite a bit. But as far as what we're anticipating now for upcoming just general applications, that should suffice us just fine. And I mean, if more applications come in, that just means more money to help provide additional staffing if needed. So if we get that many applications, we can just turn back around and pour that into a new staff position.
Okay.
Okay. You got more?
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Didn't want to move on and then you had more. Okay, we got commissioner comments and reports. You guys have any?
I don't have any.
Well, you like me, you're waiting for item 10.
I'm I'll make the motion.
Okay. Got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, so we're saying aye.
Aye.
With that, we're done. Thank you.